Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Let's have a weekend then.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well, I am very surprised by your reactions. I really am.
I like Pete, who says, if you don't care anymore, Scott, then why not just drop the feature? Where has your passion gone?
No, it was a slow build. It was not lacklustre. It was not disappointing. It was just a slow build. Just because I didn't yell all the way through it, just because it was a bit different, just because it was ahead of its time, I think you'll find, people are slating me. That is a good excuse, actually, isn't it? When anyone slates you, just go, actually, I think you'll find it's ahead of its time. Proper epic fail. Lame. Worst ever.
So you're not ashamed of it, like Louise, Chris and Mouse stuck on the A34?
I'm not ashamed. Like I say, it's ahead of its time. Whoever takes over, eventually, from me on this show, like, they will be doing It's Only Blue Friday in that style way after I've gone.
Gone where?
To the radio studio in the sky. Right, Professor Green's coming up. We're going to play the PR4L version from yesterday because some people are a bit annoyed that the Thank Flammoth from the early 90s version isn't on the new Pro Green version. So we've added it. And we've got All Time Low and N-Dubs. It's the weekend. Whoop!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
How's your football sticker collection going today, my darling?
Oh, today has not been a good day.
Really?
Because Greg came over and he's also collecting. And he had two packs that he got and he had two shinies, one per pack. And
Two shinies?
I know. And he gave me a pack, which was really generous of him, but I didn't get any shinies.
And you found out something else, haven't you?
Yeah, and also, I didn't realise, and I'm sure this didn't used to happen, but there's a big form in the middle of the sticker book where it says, if you haven't got the ones you want, write to us here and ask for them.
You might as well do that now, then.
Yeah, I could just get all the stickers. Hi, sticker people, please can I have all the ones needed to complete my collection. Thanks, bye.
Greg says that's always happened. He just buzzed through to tell me.
Been
happening for years, that.
It ruined my day. My favourite thing that Greg did earlier, though, was in the pack of stickers that he gave me, I got John Terry, and just as I was sticking it in, he goes, can I have that one back? I need that one. I was like, I've stuck it now.
Gave it to you, then wanted it back?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's out of order.
They were his in the first place, though, actually.
But it was half stuck, so I'm not going to rip my collection, am I?
If you are as much of a massive football fan as Becky is...
I don't like football, I just like the stickers.
I know. So every 4 years, you just start a sticker collection which never gets finished.
I haven't got a clue who these men are, but some of them are quite nice.
We're doing a thing next week, if you do actually like football, called World Cup Weekenders. It's so brilliant, we've made this.
BBC Radio 1's World Cup Weekenders.
We've made it and we're going to play that a lot, so do get used to it. So the idea of this, from next week, as the World Cup starts, we're doing World Cup Weekenders. It's not just about football this summer. There's loads of good stuff going on over the next 5 weeks. Tons of festivals. And we're celebrating all of it. What we're going to do is give a different person and a friend VIP festival tickets and also somewhere extremely special for you to watch the big World Cup matches. Now, next week, if you want to enter this contest, your prize is for Download. You'll hang out with Dan P. Carter and Mike Davis off of Rock on Radio 1 on Saturday afternoon at Download. And then straight after that, you will stay backstage and you will get to see the England versus USA match on a big screen. Pretty good, so you don't miss the football. And then after the match, we get you to the side of the stage where, like, nobody gets to go unless they're, like, a friend of the band or someone important. Side of the stage, and you and your mate will watch 30 Seconds to Mars playing live at Download. See? It's the marriage of football and other good stuff that's happening all over the summer. Huh? And Radio 1's bringing it to you. So you got to listen to Chris Moyles on Tuesday at 6:30 in the morning. That's when he's on. He will play an alarm that you will need to listen out for. And then when you hear the alarm later in the day, that will be your cue to call to try and win these amazing money-can't-buy prizes. The alarm will go off later on in the week again, so make sure you listen to Moyles Tuesday morning from 6:30 for the World Cup Weekenders alarm. You can be going to a festival and watching some good football while you're there backstage. Tuesday morning, Chris Moyles will have the alarm, then listen out for it and ring us.
BBC Radio 1's World Cup Weekenders.
Right, got some good news. This is a Dear Scott message we got the other day.
Hi Scott, Becky and the one that doesn't speak. Just wondering if you're aware of the film Dino Shark. It looks pretty amazing. Happy days. Neil.
Thanks, Neil, for alerting us to this. We do like it when you find really good new films for us to watch. I'm going to try and get this in my life over the weekend. I think it might be on Sci-Fi, as all the best films are, like Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus. So this is Dino Shark. If anyone is kind of by their planner at the moment, and if you can have a look and see if it's on Sci-Fi over the weekend, that would make my life a lot easier. Thanks very much. So we've got the trailer here for Dino Shark. Let's hear it.
He didn't come to Mexico for the sun, the surf, or the señoritas. He came to eat.
Yeah, sounds quite similar to some of the others.
It's some kind of prehistoric shark.
How scary.
Say hola to the great, great granddaddy of all sharks.
It can fly?
You're gonna need a bigger chopper.
This is a prehistoric shark. Dino Shark. Sounds pretty good.
Dino Shark. Premieres March 13th at 9.
Now, it is getting quite formulaic, all this, because, as always, the creature, whatever it is, does tend to kind of jump out of the sea and eat something, like an aeroplane, a bridge, etc. And this film is no exception.
No, you've just ruined it.
Oh, sorry, is that a plot spoiler?
How rude.
I like the trailer just because it's got this line in it.
You're going to need a bigger chopper.
So that's Dino Shark, which may be on Sci-Fi. I really hope so because I'm in tonight.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.